Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to the ever summary Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 11th of September at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about biomethane and renewable energy, and we'll be looking at what SMEs want in the budget and all the markets as usual, including that extraordinary surge in Oracle shares. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. ScienceBusiness.net reports that the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen placed competitiveness, research and innovation at the heart of her annual State of the European Union address, arguing that we have seen how dependencies can be used against us. She said, "This is why we will massively invest in digital and clean tech." In her speech in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, von der Leyen pointed to the Commission's next budget proposal for the new Competitiveness Fund and a plan to double the Horizon Europe budget, EU's research and innovation programme, as key pillars of the strategy to strengthen Europe's independence. Von der Leyen also underlined work in progress to address key bottlenecks identified by the Draghi report, from energy to capital, from investment to simplification, noting the Commission's plan to cut red tape could save European companies €8 billion a year. Oisin Gaffney in the Business Post reports that shares in ABF, the owner of Primark and Penneys, fell by more than 13% yesterday, as it announced sales were expected to fall about 2% in the second half of the year. ABF's total sales were projected to fall 2.4% and 2% respectively for the third and fourth quarters of the year, it said in a statement. However, it said it expected sales growth to be around 1% for the full year, as it said its store rollout program continued to drive sales growth of around 4%. George Weston, the chief executive, told Reuters that Primark had started to raise prices in its US stores in response to Donald Trump's tariffs. "It's just starting now and it will be fairly broadly across the range. The price rise will be in double digits. That's what we need to do to recover tariff costs," he said, adding that the company had no plans to raise prices elsewhere. Fergal O'Connor in the Irish Independent reports that Kenny Jacobs is understood to be mulling his future as DAA chief executive, according to industry sources. The Cork man remains in place as DAA chief executive, despite what are understood to be internal tensions, including at board level, around issues including the planning problems faced by Dublin Airport and his management style. Well-informed sources claim that Jacobs, a veteran Ryanair executive, had raised some hackles because he was seeking to drive the pace of change at the state's airport operator. Asked about the tension at the company, a spokesperson for DAA said, "DAA does not comment on rumours or speculation and nothing should be inferred from this. Kenny Jacobs is and remains the DAA chief executive. We cannot comment on board matters which are confidential."
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.